Okay, we're going to spend today on four words of the Gemara. Iyush lichusa da'achim ka'avid. We have an opportunity to talk about something kollelistic, about shlichus, to the extent that it's shayach to hear. So we're going to try to understand these words. Iyush lichusa da'achim ka'avid. Which literally means that when one brother does chalitza, he's not just doing it for himself. If there are five brothers, so Ihu, the one who's doing the chalitza, shlichusa da'achim kavid, is actually doing it for all the brothers. Is the expression shlichus here in the Gemara dafka or lav dafka? So before we run off to start that it's lav dafka, we would prefer to touch the Gemara literally. So we have the Noida Yehuda, which is quoted in the Stipler Simen Yudalid. I saw also in the back there's a Pirish Mitzapa Eson in the back of the Gemara. The first piece on Daf Chaf Aleph, he also brings the Noida Yehuda. And the Noida Yehuda learns that Shlichus here is Dafka. That the one who does Chalitza is a Shliach for all the brothers to do Chalitza. Also, there's a sefer from the Kli Chemda called Chemdas Yisrael. It's also quoted here in some of the Achrayim that he also learns Shlichus is Dafka. So we have at least some who learn that the Lashon Shlichus is Dafka, which means that it's saying a Chiddush. That when one brother does Chalitza, all the brothers are doing Chalitza. L'mayin nafka mina. So it says in the Gemara, the nafkamina is that all of them, by doing chalitza, all of them have an issa lav. They have the isser of loy yivne, that that's what Rashi says. Ki hechid hu Allah b'loy yivne, kein al tzarasa b'loy yivne v'chein ha'achim al shteyim. That when we say shlichusa da'achim kavid, it means that all of them get this isser of lo yivne. What is lo yivne? Kivin de loibana shav lo yivne. He refused to, he did chalitza once, now he can't, he has a lav to marry this woman or any of the tzaras. Because so by a chalitza, the man is a shliach for all the brothers, and the woman is a shliach for all the wives. And we're learning now that the shlichus is dafka. There are two major problems with learning it literally, and we're not going to have one teres to answer both, so we're going to deal with them separately. Okay, the first thing we'll deal with is the Stipler's kasha. The Stipler, Simen Yudalid, asks, how could you say shlichusa the da'achim? What happens if one of the brothers is a katan or a cheresh or a shaita? One of the brothers is a chereshayt of a kot. So he can't do chalitza because the chereshayt of a kot doesn't do chalitza, presumably, even if he could do chalitza. But the point is he's not. The other brother is doing chalitza. The gadol is doing chalitza. If the gadol is doing chalitza and he has to be a shliach for all the brothers, how's he a shliach for the kot? A kot la bar shlichus, so a kot can't make a shliach. So how could you say that the one brother who does chalitza is a shliach for all of them, but katan la bar shlichus, so a katan can't appoint a shliach, and certainly a cheresh and a shaita can't appoint a shliach? And the Stipler brings gemaras later in the Masechta that make it clear that if one brother is a shaita or a katan or a cheresh or a shaita of a katan, that the other brother does chalitza. So the question is, what kind of chalitza is it? If you need shluchus ad'achim, how could it work? Really, the same exact kasha we could ask a second way. In the Har Tzvi, I look in the Har Tzvi on the Masechta, because he's always a shtikluch on shlichus. He asks the same kasha the other way. He says, if one of the tzaris is a ketana, same exact kasha. If one of the tzaris is a ketana, right? We're saying the man is a shliach for all the brothers, and the woman is a shliach for all the wives. So the stipler asks that the man is a shliach for one of the brothers, as long as one of them is a katan. And the Har Tzvi asks if one of the wives is a katana, how could this woman be a shliach for all the wives? You could have a wife who's a katana if the father married her off. So it's the same exact kasha on the other side. So the kasha is how you could say chalitza works as shlichus in cases where there's a katan or a katana. I mean, if you really want to start up, you can tell me, okay, so if it's cotton, the taka doesn't work on shlichus. Maybe the isha stays on the cotton. I can't prove to you differently. I don't know the mesechta well enough. But some of that mistaver that every single time one brother does chalitza, Rabbi Yechon holds the isha falls off on all the brothers. For if it's a cotton, it'll have different dinim. It's somehow not a davar mistaver. And certainly, if there's a tsara who's a katana, it's not mistaver, she doesn't become mutter with this chalitza. And therefore, what?
Yivama
herself. Yivama herself could also be a katana. So Yivama herself, I could, if it doesn't need kavana, so you could do chalitza to her. You don't need shlichus. The problem is the other wife who does need shlichus, or tak, if she's a katana, there are other wives. How could they make her a shliach? So this is the difficulty that the stipler asks. So here, you can't say that if one brother does chalitza, you'll have a cotton. He's not doing shlichus to the cotton. You'll have to wait. You mean if the zika stays? You're right. I mean, it's not mistaver that you'll have to wait for him and he'll do a second chalitza. Okay, good. Good. That's the way the stifler speaks out the kasha. So there are a couple of possible mahalchim in answering it, and what we really have to do is go back to the klolim of shlichus to katan, and we have to try to figure out if we ever heard of any exceptions to the case of shlichus to a katan. Well, anybody ever heard of any exceptions to shlichus for a katan? Any case we could do something for a katan? Gadol oimid al gabav. Gadol oimid al gabav by kavana fiksivus aget. So there, but no, because there I don't think it has to do with shlichus. There has to do with lishma. So Gadol oimid al gabav umalamda, it could work. What? Mitzvah brismila. Brismila is the father's mitzvah until he becomes a mitzvah. It's not his mitzvah. Cotton can't share. But the deal also is a shlichus. He certainly can't share. There's not doing shlichus. Cotton cut the kasha for it. There's not doing shlichus. That's the way the he's careful. But there, shlichus shlich is different. Shlich even the knife falls and share. The falls kaya gam.
Cotton can't have shlich. Cotton can't make a shlich.
It's both ways. I guess the case the staff is talking about is the cotton appointing a shliach, someone being a shliach for a cotton.
There's no point here. The brothers don't have to appoint. They don't have to appoint.
That's right. And therefore, okay, good. Very good. Okay, there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger in Ksuba Staff Yer Aleph who says exactly the words you said. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Ksuvis in the Chidushim, in Ksuvis Yer Aleph, there's an argument between Rabbi Kiva Eger and his son, Rabbi Shlomo Eger. They have Rabbi Shlomo was Masada, his father's Ksavim, so he writes what his father said, and in brackets, he says, Amar Magia, and he says he disagrees. But we'll stick to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger, there, says a chiddush. He says that a katan is shaykh to shlichus just like anybody else. Be'etzem, it's possible for there to be shlichus for a katan. just to make someone a shliach. You need das to appoint him to be a shliach. You need das for minor shlichus. Since you need das for minor shlichus, so the cotton can never get going. He can never get started. Because the cotton will never have a hechatimtza where he can appoint a shliach. Luyitzur, we could think of a case that you don't need mina shlichus. If you could come up to a case where the shlichus is automatic, Rabbi Kivegra says you could be a shliach for a cotton. It's not that a cotton is not shayach to shlichus. Shlichus is not a mitzvah saseh, that a cotton is part of a mitzvah. Shlichus is a mitzvah. It's a halacha, the way things work in the world. So if Rabbi Kivegra, there's no chsarin be'etzem in a cotton being a shliach, you just can't appoint a shliach.
Could appoint that, but he can't. The shlichus could only do what the person who appointed him could do.
Shlichus could only do what the person who appointed. So it would have to be something that he could do. So let's say a cotton would want to be kind of something. Cotton could own things. Right? That's the cheres machna works.
Even if it's automatically appointed.
Hold on, maybe you're right. Hold on a second. Let me finish. Maybe you're right. The Rabbi Kiva Eger will have two nafkaminas. One that he talks about, one that's l'chayra pasha. One thing is zechia l'kot. If you hold zechia mitam shlicha, zechia means you're kind of something for someone else. So I'm walking in the street and I see something on the floor. It's hefker. I'm not interested in it. It's a toy. I'm no interest in it. I pick it up and I'm zeichin it for a cotton. Zechia works for a cotton. I could pick up something and be zeichin for a cotton. If you hold zechia mitam shlichus, the zechia works because it's an automatic shlichus. What does that mean? That means I know you want something. I want to be zeichin $100 for you. I know you're happy to get $100. So I could pick it up and be zeichin for you. What does that mean? That means it's shlichus without a minui. You don't have to appoint me a shliach, because I know you want me to be a shliach. So zechia works b'toyra shlichus without appointing a shliach. And we know zechia works for a cotton. So memela, if zechia works for a cotton, we could learn that because shlichus works for a cotton, just as missing a minui, it's missing bima manahim. That would be an obvious example. The case that Rabbi Kiva Eger is talking about is a similar case. The din of chotzer mitam shlichus. There's a din that a chotzer could be kind of for you. If you own a chotzer, the only kinyan in the world that could happen, shalai medas, is kinyan chotzer. All other kinyanim, you have to have das to be kind of something. If you don't have das to be kind of, you can't be kind of it, except for a chotzer. If you have a chotzer mishtameres, if you have a good chotzer, and something hefker blows into your chatzer, so it works. Chatzer works, and we shine them learn. The chatzer works with tam shlichus. The kasha is, if chatzer works with tam shlichus, how does it work for a cotton? So some rishonim say it doesn't work for a cotton. Chatzer with tam shlichus. A cotton owns a chatzer. Let's say his father died and left him a chatzer. He owns a chatzer. And now something hefker gets blown into the chatzer. So some rishonim taka learn chatzer medin shlichus doesn't work. So cotton's la bar shlichus. Others understand that it does work. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is masber. He says, those who hold the works hold because a cotton is a bar shlichus. He can have a shliach. He just can't appoint a shliach. But here again, you have a case of an automatic shliach. A chatzer is automatically a person's shliach. So it works. It works automatically.
Like here we say the chatzer is shlichus,
or because
it's an extension over yad.
So we have two mahalchim. If chatzer mishum yad, chatzer mishum shlichus. That's a machlokes. If chatzer works with time yad, mishum shlichus. Either way.
If you hold that it works, it's not a right idea of holding shlichus.
If you hold chatzim etam yad, there's no kasha. Toisus and Ksubis Tafir Alpham and Aleph asks that if chatzim etam shlichus, it shouldn't work for a cotton. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that if you hold it works, it's because shlifus works. But the Kivega says even if you hold chutzah doesn't work for a katan, that would be because you need das. Has to be mishtamer ledaitai. The chutz has to be mishtamer ledaitai. You need das even by kinyan chutz. But let's say you would need das, then in hachinami it would work. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, without bringing us sugya, he says such a klal that a katan is shayach to shlichus where it's automatic, where it doesn't need a minoy, it's shayach. Here by chalitza, I think it's safe to assume that you don't need a minu shlichus. If you have before telephones, you have a brother in this city and another brother moved to Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be impossible to do chalitza if you need a minu shlichus. I don't think anybody holds you need a minu shlichus. The Torah is kaveya, the shlichus of the achim, that one brother is chalitz for them. So memela it'll chayra be answered. What? Maybe the other brother doesn't want. Maybe he's not nicha. We have to think about that. It's a good horror of a chlal on the night. Why is it one brother says I don't want? But at least to answer this fabulous kasha, l'chayr will be answered if we say that when you don't need a minoy, it's an automatic thing. Okay, now Shams, you started asking. You could only do something that the katan could do. So Bishlam, if the katan himself could do chalitza, then he could be a shliach of the katan. You called it Yulei Matzi Avid, Yulei Matzi Mashvi Shliach. If you hold the katan as lav bar chalitza, is it pasha the katan as lav bar chalitza? Do you have the copy of Rabbi Chanan here? I think Rabbi Chanan says that by God loving our gab of a katan could do chalitza, right? What? What does he say? Oh, he says on ice test. I don't have ice test here. In ice test, I think he brings what? I think in ice test, in Rabbi Chanan, he brings that a cotton could do shlich, could do chalitza, but God loy melagabov. It must be sugya later.
Why we do it?
What?
But we don't do it.
We don't do it. Mitzvah begadul echlites. If there's a gadul, the gadul is chalitza.
There's only a cotton.
There's only a cotton. So why do we wait? So I don't know. What does the Gemara say? Ishkasov? What does it say? It says straight out that a cotton can do chalitza. It says straight out. Where's the Gemara?
It's
a machal from the base. So that's a problem. All right. So then you have a question. So maybe you're right. What?
You have to be able to actually do chalitza. A cotton is a bar tzedek. It can't do it place 13. It's not even a curse.
The rule of kol di'iu le'matzi avid le'matzi mashu shliach. Saying that maybe he's just temporarily. It could be also, your question may not be shver, because kol di'iu le'avid le'matzi mashu shliach. It could be, you can't appoint a shliach. Is not shayach for the shlichas to be done b'chlal? I'm not sure. Because you can't give over a kayach you don't have. But if it's automatic,
can't do it for
me. So maybe this terrace is not a good terrace. I don't know. It's nice for Bikiv Yeager to know anyway. But, alright, that will be my first attempt to answer it. If you're not Nicha, I'll try again. There's a second possible way of answering. This is based on Hilchas Pidyon HaBen. By Dinei Pidyon HaBen, there's a shaila, what to do if the father died before the child reached 30 days old. If the father died, and now you have a 30-day-old child. Now here, it's a little complicated. By Bris Mila, the Gemara says, in Ein Av, the mitzvah is on Bezdin to do the Mila. By Bris Mila, there's a mitzvah on the tzibur of Klal Yisrael to do a bris on a child. That's not true by Pidyon HaBen. By Pidyon HaBen, there are only two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah on a father to be paid to his son, and there's a mitzvah on the son to be paid to himself, on a bechor to be paid to himself. So it's called bechor v'necha tifteh. It's a mitzvah to be paid to your son, and Bein Av, there's a mitzvah on the son himself to be paid himself. There's no mitzvah on this. So what do you do if there's no father? So the Taz in Hilchas Pinyan Aben, which is Yeridaya Simen Shin Hei Sivkat Yer Aleph, the Taz brings from a sefer Tzedol LaDerech. Not familiar with the sefer, obviously a Kadmon before the Taz. He brings in the sefer Tzedol LaDerech that Bezdin should be paid for him. Somebody else should do a pidyon for him. Aye, it's no one else's mitzvah. So the Tzedol LaDerech holds that that's a chiyah. To be zeicha someone in a mitzvah works b'teira sechiyah. In other words, normally zachin la'adam, the way I learn zachin la'adam, is you get someone money, you get him a toy, you get him something of value, that's sechiyah. We always have sechiyah that way. He learns the Tzedol LaDerech paskins la'halacha that dad has a shem sechiyah. Being zeicha for a mitzvah for someone is also a zechiyah. He's going to be padoi. He's going to be, there's going to be a kiyum of mitzvah's pinyon. The you can make, I assume he says you can make a bracha too. Yeah,
you paid it.
So that's the Taz Zahara. The Taz argues with the Tzedol LaDerech. He says it's not a zechiyah. Maybe the child wants to do the mitzvah himself later. Who says he wants someone else to do the mitzvah for him? Mitzvah zechiyah, mitzvah ba yesim b'shluchay. Maybe the child will want to do it himself later. So the Taz says that it's not zechiyah because it's not a schus. He doesn't argue with the lamdis that zechiyah could work. He says it's not a schus because mitzvah ba yesim b'shluchay. Maybe the child wants to do it himself. So therefore the Taz argues. So there, the Shach has a long Nekudas HaKesef. So I look through Nekudas HaKesef, if he brings a Raya from Yevamis, he brings a Raya from many places in Shas. The Shach brings Rayas that's called the Schus anyway. So what if he could do the mitzvah himself, but someone else is doing it for him? L'maisi Zaych in the mitzvah. He brings a raya from one of his rayas, his ksubis, Daf Yud Aleph. Ger Katan, Matfilin Oisei Al Das Bezdin. Can be titled a Ger Katan. So the Shach in the Kudas HaKesef, he says, why don't you say the same thing? Maybe he wants to do the mitzvah of Geiris himself. Maybe he wants to do the mitzvah of Geiris himself, and the bracha on Geiris. Maybe he wants to do it himself. Who says he wants you to be titled him and make him a Ger? We see that it's a schus be'etzem, so it's a schus. I could have done the mitzvah yourself. I say it's not enough of a chayiv to outweigh the schus. Mitzvah of cotton. I see, but the Taz argues that by a cotton, you can't do that. You can't say it's a tzad chayiv and there's a big tzad schus. The whole point of the Taz, it has to be a total schus. Only if it's a schus garment, you could do it. The Shach is saying that taka, if there's a tzad chayiv that's tangible, I can do it for a cut. But here, where it's a schus gomer, you'll miss the mitzvah. So the Taz hold the Shach time is that's not called. It's a gigantic Nekudas HaKesef, probably the biggest one I ever saw in Yeridaya. He's matmiya, and he argues. What's neged to us is that there's a ktsais on this. The ktsais is a simen resh tes, I believe. The ktsais is matmiya on the whole. The ktsais is a bunch of kashas, but at the end of the piece, he's matmiya on the whole idea that doing a mitzvah for someone is called tzchiyah. This idea that getting him a mitzvah is called tzchiyah, he says that has no marker. By Ger Katan, you can't just go into the street and pull a guy off the street and pull a cotton off the street, dump him into a mikveh and do a bris milah on him and tell him presto, v'zaych if you're a yid. No such thing. A ger cotton, if his father and mother are a geyer, So we say it's a schus for him to be like his parents. It's a umdina, it's a nichalei. What? He could come later when he's bar mitzvah and say, for me it's not a schus. He could say it's not, but we have a right to assume it's a schus, but only if the fathers are there. Only why? Because he has a tangible benefit, not a mitzvah benefit. He wants to be like his father and mother. His father and mother are going to be from a yidden, so he's going to come into the house and he's going to cook and it'll be bishul akum. That's not, he doesn't want that. So it's a schus. But so the tzais, just that it's a mitzvah, that's schus, that type of schus, you didn't want to do mitzvahs. But that's not included in the parasha of Shlichus of Zechiah.
Well, how
does he get a mitzvah if someone else is paid to him? It's a funny thing, but that's a tanya the Shach has. The Shach writes, you should be mezakeh the money to the cotton, and then use it so it's the cotton's mitzvah. That's the Shach writes. Mezakeh the money to the cotton, and then it's the cotton's mitzvah. What? Oh, so the Ketzai's tight is that. That if you're going to be mezakeh the money to him, you see it becomes a big mess. You're going to be mezakeh the 5 coins to the cotton. That's what the Shach says to do. He says, make it his mitzvah. Give him the coins. Be zeicher the coins for him. Das achares makna. And then use it. So the Ketzai's tain is, once you give him the coins, you can't take it away from him. So if I recall correctly, then the Siva says, you should be mezakeh to him, b'tnai, that he can only use it for pinyan haben. And that way, it's not a chayv, you're not taking anything away from him. If it's not going to be used for pinyan haben, it's not his. If it is used for pinyan haben, so it's a schus. So, yes. Nichalei the lev mitzvah b'mayinei, but you can't do that to a cotton. See, a cotton has to be a schus gama. First of all, we say loy nichalei, but b'mayinei to hefsid mama, we don't say nichalei the lev mitzvah b'mayinei. You could use his talus, you could use something as nichalei b'mayinei to use his mama, but not to spend his mama. But halacha l'maaseh, it's a tremendous. A tremendously difficult thing to do. What do you do if you have a cotton who doesn't have a father? I think the some sefer says to be paid to him, give him the money b'tnai, be paid to him, but be paid to him b'tnai that this pigeon should only be chal if when he's bar mitzvah he's not paid to himself. So when he becomes bar mitzvah, he'll be paid to himself, so that'll be fine. Then the tanai, then this one wasn't chal. And if he won't be paid himself, then this pinion is a good pinion. So Sefer says, I think you should give him a necklace that has on it a tas that's written on it that he was padui with a tanai, that when he comes by mitzvah, he could still be paid himself that says this whole thing, because otherwise no one's going to remember. So. So then, you did not do anything. You're missing a mitzvah. Well, nice. Is a mitzvah pinyin haben? Not going to go away. Why should we mitzvah? What?
This is not
going to
go away.
L'maisa, there are paiskin that hold that to do it. L'maisa, what?
Is anything stopping him? Like, he's not going to have it.
Nothing happens to him. He's not padui. Nothing happens to him. But l'maisa, you have the Tzed Lo Derech and the Shach who are saying that you should be paid it. Saying you should be paid it.
Okay.
What? So what I want to say is that it's a schia for a cotton, if you go with the mahalach of everyone but the Ketzais, it's a schia for a cotton to have a chelik in a mitzvah. For him to have a chelik in a mitzvah is a schus. It doesn't need shlichus, mina shlichus. It'll work out schia. Chalitza b'makim. Well, I guess we're talking about chalitza b'zman hazeh. We're talking about chalitza to chalitza today, certainly. The Gemara is lavdaf could talk about b'zman hazeh. If it's a schus, it's also good because the other brothers far away don't know anything about it. What kind of shlichus is it? But if it's tchia, you don't need a shlichus. One brother is representing the brothers. The brothers collectively have a mitzvah chalitza. One is representing them to do the chalitza. Do the chalitza for one of them. If it would be a chayiv, Yitaka couldn't do it. Somebody else would want to do yibum. So our kapanim, it's another mahalach. This mahalach is basically the word zchiya. Zchiya works for a cut. If you hold that doing being part of a mitzvah is a schus, that you could do it cut without shlichus, then it's very good. We have a what? If you hold chalitza is a mitzvah. Well, chalitza is definitely a mitzvah. Chalitza but makom yibum is not a mitzvah. There's an action of yibum. It's not. What? If it's a mitzvah or a matir. I mean, if it's a matir, if you don't count it in the mitzvahs. If you hold it's a matir, a chinami. Okay. So I have two possible terutzim, and each teretz depends. There is a third mahalach. Maybe if you find enough tzedadim in each one. The third mahalach is in the Har Tzvi. He says that light taisvis gittin daf samadalan on the base. The bottom taisvis and gittin samadalan on the base holds that yesh shlichus lekatan le midi denafshe. That's the lashon. Something that he's shayach to. There is shlichus for a katan. What taisvis holds is that there's no shlichus for a katan. We learn that from atem gamatem, which is by truma. So a katan who doesn't have a mitzvah of truma, so therefore a katan doesn't have shlichus for a mitzvah of truma. He's talking there about a katan being zeicha things for somebody else. Let's say I want something there about making eruv. I want to give someone bread. He should be zeicha for all the people in the chatzar. So Tosis holds I could give it to a katan, and the katan will be a shliach for everyone in the chatzar to be zeicha for them. I a shlichus l'katan. So Tosis says that it's isa b'nafshe because I could be mezaka things to him. That's the cheres makna works to be zeicha to him. So something that's isa b'nafshe, a katan has shlichus could do it for other people too. So now the katan doesn't have das. It's my das. My das makna, I have das acheres to be makna to him, and with his maisa kinyan, is holding it in his hand to be makna to all the other people that he's going to be zeicha for. So Taisa Shita is that there's such a thing that a katan b'bidi d'nafshe has. Now, how does the Hatzvi mean to answer here? He means to answer here that the katan is shayach to chalitza. Again, you have the kash from Samach Aleph, but he's saying that a katan is shayach to chalitza. So b'meila, it's midi d'isi b'nafshe. So b'meila, it's shayach. What? But the idea is the same idea. The Tzaisis learns the whole miyut is atem gamatem. So b'meila, it's not. All right, so these are three mahalchim, possible mahalchim, to answer the stipulous kasha. Maybe one mahalach is not a shita according to everybody, but between the three together, we have possibilities of a katan being a shliach. So that takes off the first major taina on the Nida B'Yehuda. There's a second brand new taina on the Nida B'Yehuda. Now you're saying that chalitza is Iyush lichusa da'achim is literally is a shliach for everybody. There's a problem. It's such a big problem that it's even shver why the Neid Behuda doesn't ask this kasha. And the problem is the following. There's a Gemara in Ksuvis Daf Ayin Dalet. The Gemara Ksuvis Daf Ayin Dalet says that there's a rule called the lesa b'tnai lesa b'shlichus. Anything you can't do with a tanai, you can't do. I'm sorry, it goes the other way. Called the lesser b'shlichus, lesser b'tanai. Anything you can't do through a shliach, you can't do with a tanai. Something that you have to do yourself, you can't put on tefillin with a tanai. Pashtus, because it's lesser b'shlichus. Called the lesser b'shlichus, lesser b'tanai. So the Gemara there says, could you do chalitza b'tanai? No. Because since chalitza is less of a shlichus, therefore it's less of a tenai. They state in the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying that you can't do chalitza with a shliach. Chalitza is less of a shlichus. If you have a woman in Eretz Yisrael, and the only brother of her deceased husband lives in America, she has to come to America. The Gemara is saying that you can't do chalitza b'shlichus. And the Gemara doesn't say why. You see, because the Gemara is not coming to tell you the chiddush. The Gemara is talking about Tanai. So it's telling you, oh, by chalitza you can't do it, because since chalitza is less of b'shlichus, it's less of a Tanai. So the Gemara doesn't say why, but the Gemara says chalitza is less of b'shlichus. If so, this whole Gemara is shver, the way they're learning. They're learning that that one brother is a shliach for all the brothers. What are you talking about? One brother is a shliach for all the brothers. By chalitza, there's no shlichus. Shlichus doesn't work by chalitza. There's no parsha chalitza, so just like one brother can't put on tefillin for all the brothers, one brother can't do chalitza for all the brothers. Called the lesser b'shlichus, lesser b'tnag. So akarchok, you have to say, like the stipler, that shlichus is loved after. How could I be able to learn that shlichus is dafka? Now this is a stark akasha on the night of Yehuda, and I'm not sure why. I don't find who asks the kasha. I'm sure somebody asked the kasha, but it's a shverkite on the night of Yehuda.
Rashi
doesn't say you can't do shlichus.
It's
not pashut shat Gemara. Okay, the pashut shat Gemara is that called the lesser b'shlichus, lesser b'tanai.
That's a
klal.
We're talking
about somebody else. Someone else. So we have to be mechalik between a brother and the others. That's going to be in a chinam. That's going to be called to be mechalik. The Rabbi Yehuda says that by chalitza, one person is a shliach for all the brothers, literally. But the Gemara in Ksubis says that you can't do chalitza with a shliach. There's no shlichus. The Gemara doesn't say why. That's the thing. Obviously, we figure out why, we'll be able to answer the question. The Gemara is saying that there's no shlichus. But since there's no shlichus, you're also less of a b'tnag. There's a rule called the less of a shlichus, less of a b'tnag. So the Gemara is saying for pashtus, it's less of a shlichus. So how could we say here it is b'shlichus? Here we're saying shlichus works. The Gemara says shlichus doesn't work. I have homework for you, Ezra. We'll look at Shulchan Aruch. But you have to remember afterwards. I say things to Shane, I forget later. All right? There's a Rebbe Chanan, a beautiful Rebbe Chanan on the truth is it's on chalitza in general, but it's on shlichus b'chalitza, and he explains why there's no shlichus b'chalitza, and he's not going on the Firamid base. He's going on the Gemara Ksuba Sayin Dal. Why is there no shlichus b'chalitza? Why is it different than Gittin and Kedushin and Kinyanim and everything else you could do with a shliach? We're used to doing everything with we're used to being able to do everything with a shliach. Why can't you do chalitza b'shlichus? Why chalitza be different? By the time we finish the Rebbe Chanan and we understand the reason, we'll see it doesn't apply here. Rebbe Chanan starts, this is Siman Ayin Vav, the Kovetz Aris, Ois Beis, Rebbe Chanan starts with a very cloliastic statement about mitzvahs in the Torah. Rebbe Chanan says that in the Torah there are two types, in Dinei Torah, there are two types of situations that create a chalois, that create a halacha. One type is where it's the person's das that's doing something. Let's say kedushin. What makes something kedushin? Now you have to give a ring. But the giving of the ring in and of itself is not the kedushin. The kedushin is the das of the ish and the isha to be married through the giving of the ring. The ikur is the das, that's pile. The maisa is necessary. But we all understand that the ikur is the das that they're doing. People give each other things all the time. It's not kedushin. It's the das, the kedushin, which is the ikur pile, by kedushin, by kinyanim also. I hand things to people all the time. I'm not giving it to them. when they have das to be makta to them, and they want to be kainit, so then it's a kinyan. By gittin, kedushin, kinyanim, the ikr is the das that's pile. There are other things where the ikr is the maisa. Even though you need a person doing it, but the ikr is the maisa. Rabbi Chana brings one example, shchita, when you shecht. What's matir, the meat of the animal? The das of the person is matir? No. The maisa shchita is what's matir. There's a halacha that a maisa shchita needs a maisa of a person. If a knife were to be an earthquake and a knife fell off a shelf and shechted a chicken, it wouldn't be geshechted. It needs a person to kaya gavra to do it. But we all understand that what's payal shchita is not the das. What's payal shchita is the mitzias of a proper cut of the makam shchita. I'll give you a second example. Let's say writing a sefer Torah. The mitzvah say in the Torah to write a sefer Torah. Now you need das to write a sefer Torah. If ink spills and it comes out in the letters of a sefer Torah, it's not a sefer Torah. But you all understand the ikar and ksiva sefer Torah is the fact that there's a maisa of writing a sefer Torah. Now, there's the sidestick a difference between these two types of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs which are the ikar das mitzvahs, das adam, and mitzvahs which are the ikar maisa ha-mitzvah. There are a few fundamental differences between them. Rabbi Chanan says, if you can make a tanai, it's a fundamental difference between the two. We all know from Shas that you can give a get with a tanai, you can do kedusha with a tanai, you can make a neder with a tanai, you can do kinyanim with a tanai. Anything that's ikr, the das of the person. So the person, it depends on his das. So he could dray a cup. He can say it's only chal if this and if that. Or he could do shiur. Shiur means he could say Hari Abu Gureshus Chutz Mepliny. This is sort of a tanai, right? Or you could say the get should be chal in 30 days. Anything with the ikur kiyama mitzvah is the I won't even say mitzvah because kinyan is not a mitzvah, but it means the halacha, the kiyama of that halacha is the das of the person. That's where to know him help. It helps to make it tanai. However, with the ikur is the maisa of the person, a tanai doesn't make sense. Let's say someone will shecht an animal, but tanai. I'm shechting the animal, it should be ois nevela, but tanai, you give me $100. Well, but tanai, it rains tomorrow. No such thing. If you shecht the animal, it's shechted. It's kosher meat. Someone will say, I'm shechting it, chutz meplaini. Right? It would be nevela. So I'm shechting it, make it shchuta, chutz meplaini, but he can't eat from it. That makes sense. Why? Because there's no such thing in something where the maisa hamitzvah is what's happening. There, the maisa happened. If it happened, it's chal and it's geshachten. It doesn't depend on the das that the das should be able to make tanoim. So that's a nafkamina between these two types of mitzvahs. That's a very geshmaka difference to understand. Sometimes you have things in Shas where you don't know. Does a tanai help? Doesn't it help? The chilik is something that's gebayit al das ha'adam. A tanai works. Something that's not gebayit al das ha'adam, a tanai doesn't work. A second nafkamina, he says, the rule of kol milsa d'amar rachmana le'savidi avid le'mahani. The rule that if you do something connected to Torah, it's not chal. That's only on the first type, things that depend on the das of a person. The Gemara there talks about being mekadosh an animal, making a tmura. The Gemara asks, if you're mekadosh chai ve'lavin, you should say, kol mosad amrach mosad v'yavid lai mahani. When you do something that depends on the person, you could say, yavid lai mahani. But let's say someone shechts on Shabbos, Hashaykh b'Shabbos, the Mishnah in Cholim, what's it in Beis, I think. Hashaykh b'Shabbos, afal pi shemeschay b'nafshay, shkitasek shayra. Eschay misa, but the shechita is good. You say, what? Kol mosad amrach mosad v'yavid lai mahani. What do you mean, yavid lai mahani? It's written. It's done. It's written. It's not written. It's geschachted. The shachshit is it's a ma'isa mitzvah.
There's so many
according to
the Shana why Yavud by Shchita on Shabbos.
Mean
arguing this.
I don't remember they asked Yavud. I remember they asked Mumer. The Marit says it's not going to be mistaken in the Avera. So he doesn't hold that this is going to be the Avera Mahani. Right, the Marit says that you have to say Avera Mahani has to take off the Avera. It doesn't take off the Avera. Okay. Then we have the whole binyan on this thing that the Avera Mahani depends on it. Then Rav Chana says a third chiluk. The third chiluk he says later. I want to stick it in right away. He says there's a type of shlichus where you give someone the kayach to do something. Let's say a man makes a shliach to give his wife a get. He has to give that man the kayach to give a get. A strange man can't give a woman a get. If you make a man a shliach to be mekadesh, if he wanted, he'd be mekadesh himself. All right, so he's a shliach. It's a simple shlichus. I don't have to give him kayach. He'll be mekadesh. He's my shliach, and it's chal for me. There's certain types of shlichus where you have to give him a kayach to do something for you. He's not someone that could do it, and because you appoint him, that gives him the kayach to be able to do it. Like a get, like giving someone, making someone a shliach to take over for you to do something. Rav Chanan says that idea that you can give over your kayach to someone only makes sense in mitzvahs that depend on das. A mitzvah depends on the das of a person, so my das is that you should do it, so it's somehow a connection, extension of my das. But let's say you would have a kayin doing avayda in the Beis HaMikdash, and he would want to make a Yisrael, his shliach, to shvitz the dam in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say there would be no problem getting in. It's Mishkan Shilai. It's a place where Yisrael could go. So he'll want to make Yisrael to be his shliach. He'll say, what's the problem? I'll give him my kayach. I'm a kayin. I have a kayach. I'll give it over to him to do. Anything with a maisa is the ikka mitzvah. You can't give over your kayach to someone who's not shayach to the mitzvah. You can't make him shayach to it. He's not shayach to it. You can't use shlichus to plug him in, to make him do it for you. It doesn't work on something where he's not shayach to the ma'isa mitzvah. You can't make him a shliach to do it. The Sefer Torah, I can make someone a shliach. Because he could write Sefer Torah and I could write Sefer Torah. By making him a shliach, he'll write it. And I get the mitzvah. That's what I did a shlichus. That shlichus works. But to take someone that is not eligible to write a Sefer Torah and through shlichus make him eligible, that would be impossible. That could claim make Nazar a shliach. This is a third nafka mina between the two types of mitzvahs that Rav Chanan says. Now, we get to chalitza. Which type of mitzvah is chalitza? Is chalitza like getting a kedushin, a das mitzvah? Or, well, there's a lot more to a chalitza than to a getting a kedushin. Maybe it's the maisa, just that tonight has to be done by das. Rav Chanan Nemzon, he says there's no such thing as chalitza b'shir. Hariat chalutza chusma plaini. Rav Chanan says that chalitza is like shchita. It's a ma'isa ha-mitzvah type of mitzvah. And taka tonight doesn't help. Tonight doesn't help. It's a type of mitzvah which is, or a type of halacha, you don't call it a mitzvah. It's a halacha which is, in that sug, the second group, the shchita type. Memela. It's so gishmak. Why can't one brother go and make a stranger a shliach to do chalitza for him? You know why? Because that's the third nafkamina. You can't, in something where the maisa mitzvah is the mitzvah, you can't make someone, you can't give someone the kayach to do it. Just like a kayin can't give a Yisrael the kayach to do avayda. A brother can't give a non-brother the kayach to do it. Any mitzvah of that sug, where the mitzvah is the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, you can't take someone and give him your kayach to do it, because he's not eligible to it. His chalitza is not a chalitza, just like Yisrael's zrika is not a zrika. So that's what the Gemara says there in Masechtas Ksubis, that there's no shlichus for chalitza. Why is there no shlichus for chalitza? Because to make a shliach for chalitza, you want to take a stranger and make him a shliach. He has no shaychus to chalitza. Elamai, I have to give him the kayach. I have to make him shayach. You can't do that by something where it's the maisa ha-mitzvah is the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is the das, you could do it. But if the mitzvah is the maisa ha-mitzvah, just like a kayin can't make a czar to shpritz, a brother can't make a non-brother a shliach. Memela chalitza doesn't work. This is Rabbi Chanan's hesber of why chalitza is less of a tenai but less of a shlichus. You know why? It's less of a tenai, less of a shlichus, because you can't take someone who's not a brother and make him have the kayach to do chalitza. If a strange person in the street, a woman that takes off a shoe of a strange person in the street, it's nothing. This guy's a strange person in the street. You're going to appoint him to go for the chalitza. He's a stranger. You can't give over the kayach to do it to such a person. Memela. This is what Rabbi Chanan says. Memela comes out beautiful, Rabbi Chanan. I can't make a stranger a shliach to do chalitza. Just like a kayin can't make a Yisrael a shliach to shpritz. But I can make a brother a shliach. One kayin can make another kayin a shliach to shpritz. To Zrika, that's no problem. You don't have to give him the kayach to do it. So by chalitza also, I can't make a stranger a shliach to do chalitza. But to make a different brother, I could, because that other brother is shayach. There are five brothers. Every brother is shayach to it. So you could make a shliach in a case where you don't have to come on to this idea of giving the kayach to do it. It's a very geshmaka, Rabbi Chanan. And what comes out for our sugya is just so beautiful, it fits in beautifully, that ein shlichus l'chalitza is, you can't make a stranger a shliach, but a brother who's a barachi anyway, that you could. That whole binyan, it's a very beautiful binyan. I hope you'll take the time to understand it, to look at Rabbi Chanan inside. I would like tomorrow to maybe finish up the inyan of shlichus by chalitza in general, and then go vayta, but please take the time, these are yesaidis that we spoke out today, to chazer it and to make sure you understand. Thank you.